Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tax breaks for first-time buyers and a boost for EIS investors. What will this year's budget mean for you? Welcome to The Money Show, the FT's weekly podcast on personal finance and investing. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching, the FT Money's digital editor, and I'll be bringing you the inside track on this week's budget with the help of independent experts Christine Ross of Handelsbanken Wealth Management, Raj Modi of PwC, and Nima Shah of Blick Rothenberg. On Wednesday, Philip Hammond delivered a speech clearly designed to woo younger voters with a finale of tax breaks for first-time buyers. He promised to fix Britain's housing market with a package of investment, planning reforms and tax cuts for first-time buyers. The move was widely expected, but Christine has been delving into the details. So Christine, tell us who this will affect and how this will work.
The Chancellor's headline move was to abolish stamp duty for first-time buyers on properties up to £300,000 in value or up to £500,000 in total, with the first £300,000 of the purchase price, again, not being subject to stamp duty. So even at the half-million level, first-time buyers will be £5,000 better off. I think care needs to be taken on the definition of a first-time buyer, particularly couples. If one of them have previously owned a property, that will disqualify them from this new tax break.
Right. And there were also measures improving the benefits of investing in tax-efficient investments. Nimesh, can you explain what was announced?
The budget announced quite widespread reforms to the Enterprise Investment Scheme and the Venture Capital Trust regime. These are two government-backed investment schemes. They've been around for over 20 years now, but the moves today were to encourage more private investment in what the government dubbed high-growth innovative firms, or what we would think of as technology businesses. So from next April, an individual investor can now invest up to £2 million in these qualifying businesses, which could give them £600,000 of tax relief in a year. Also, the companies benefit because the limits that they're allowed to take on of investment has also doubled. The Chancellor could have gone a step further around this by actually increasing the tax breaks available, which could have encouraged further investment.
And so finally, let's turn to the dogs that didn't bark. There was a lot of speculation running up to the budget that the Chancellor would announce more pension measures, but this didn't happen. Raj, you've been looking at this. Tell us more.
Well, yes, people were speculating that there would be changes to the lifetime allowance or the annual allowance or even the pensions tax relief system wholesale. In the event, nothing much happened. The lifetime allowance was confirmed to go up in line with inflation to £1,030,000 from next year, but no other changes to the annual allowance and certainly not the wholesale reform to the pensions tax system that it really needs. I don't think that topic has gone away for good. £40 billion worth of tax revenues turn on the system of pensions tax relief, so I'm sure this Chancellor or some future one will be coming back to it one day.
And so a fairly nondescript budget, but is there something in the pipeline, Nimesh?
I think having delved into the detail of the budget documents, there's certainly some suggestion and innuendo that there are some changes afoot over the next year or so. There's consultations announced for inheritance tax, trusts, IHT reliefs, a suggestion that rent-a-room relief could go in the future. So I think it's a watch this space for the next few years.
And so that wraps up our budget coverage for today. Thanks to Christine, Nimesh and Raj for joining us in the studio and for reacting so quickly to these issues. You can read more about the FT's coverage of the budget and how it will affect your finances on our website, ft.com/money, or follow us on Twitter @FTMoney for the latest tweets as more of the hidden details emerge. This weekend, you can read a comprehensive analysis of the budget and how it affects you in FT Money, part of the weekend edition, or read online at ft.com/money. That's all from The Money Show this week. If you've got a story you would like the FT Money team to follow up, or a question about how the budget will have affected your finances, get in touch. You can email us money@ft.com or tweet us @FTMoney. We will be back at the usual time next week. Goodbye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.